working on this here. Hang on, you
what
guys.
What happened?
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Well, that's what happened. I don't know where that was going, Joe. Hey, welcome back. It's an early show. What is it without the little technical difficulties that we got here? It's all good. Hey, advocates, welcome back to another Pitbull Advocate. They call me Dog Father and Joe Frazier. Love a Pit Rescue. Welcome back, Joe, to the early show. How you doing, my friend?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, you had a little pause here on one. Great, now I've lost you. So, but tonight we have, guys, we got back. A little bit, man, for all of us, huh? A lot of stuff going on in this world.
Yeah.
Speaking of a lot of stuff going on, our guest tonight, thanks for coming back, you guys. Kenny Young, Brandon Wynn, Phil James, all the guys from the film Chance. We got out there and saw the filming. You guys know we were out there on the 5th, and the big day was actually the 8th, National Dog Fighting Awareness Day. And we got these guys back because we know how it went that first night, Joe. It's real exciting. The energy in the air was it was electric, and getting to hang out with these guys, Kenny and Brandon and Phil and meeting the cast. It was such a good time. We had such a blast, and this movie, Joe, I've got to see it again, and I know you want to too. And it just seems that this thing is kind of taking off, really. Talking with Kenny off air and Brandon, that these new dates coming up. Chicago's coming up. We're gonna be talking about that. Some fundraising events coming up with this film. Very exciting times, advocates. If you have not seen this film, find out, chancethefilm.com. If you don't see a screen in your area, contact your local theaters and try and get this in there. It's an important film, and
yeah,
as you say, it's not just a movie, Joe. It's not just a movie?
Nope, not just a movie. What is that called?
It's a movement. It's a movement.
A movement, yeah. Yes. I was trying to think of the
guys.
Other one that Foster always uses.
It's edutainment.
Yep, edutainment. There it is.
It's a very powerful film, you guys. It's an animated film.
And we've already been advertising it in the Oregon Bully Group too.
Yeah, get it up there, man. Get it up there. It's important. It really is. People got to see this film. And real quick, guys, this is a call-in show. 929-477-2860. 929-477-2860. Find us at facebook.com/thepitbulladvocate. While you're there, like it. Follow us. And if you're if you're there following us on the Facebook, we hope you're here tonight. Call us. Questions, comments, Chance the Film, 929-477-2860. Joe, real quick recap before we get these guys on. Tell me how Ember's doing. I saw your recent photo of Cricket. She looks beautiful. Thank you. Love the girl. Miss her. Give her a kiss. And Anastasia. But I took a real liking to Cricket. I got to say, I took a liking to Cricket. But tell me, how's Ember settling in, man?
Ember's doing really good. She's tried to chase the cat a little bit from her crate. We haven't gotten her past that. We tried to do a little bit of work between her and Aspen, which is our major speed bump today, and Aspen decided she was going to reach out and hang on. And it wasn't anything serious, but, you know, something we still need to work on before we just start letting her roam the house. So we're just taking our time and trying to edge her in slowly and, you know, keep things from happening.
That's good. That's good. I wish I could have met that girl, but I'm sure, Joe, we're gonna be up there at some point and get to hang out with you and your whole posse up there at Love a Pit Rescue. So, awesome. Without further ado, man, I'm just gonna do this. You guys, call in real quick. Kenny Young, Brandon Wynn, Phil James, creators of the film Chance. 929-477-2860. Don't make us do all the calling, guys. Welcome. Welcome back. We're missing Phil, but we have Kenny and Brandon here. Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us. We couldn't wait to come back. Phil was excited to be here, too. He was traveling today, and he got caught in the friendly skies, so he couldn't make it.
You know,
but he sent his love and his regards.
Thank you, and send it right back to him. We look forward to seeing him again along with you guys at
Absolutely.
Especially at, you know, if we get you guys up in Portland, you're going to find a way to get up there. So, Kitty, I'm going to start real quick. The, you know, getting ready for this, this opening night with this film and the things that, what were some of the things that you're maybe might be expecting to have gotten from it? And maybe what are some of the things that you took home with this and just that whole experience. I mean, how that went for you.
Wow. And in some ways it's almost overwhelming. You know, it's so many things you're dealing with. You're trying to, you know, get the word out to people. You're dealing with the theater and just the anticipation of the overall movement. It was really exciting. I mean, it was great to see so many people come out. It's great to see people respond. I guess Brandon can say the same thing. After you see the film so many times, we've been working on it for a while. So after seeing it so many times, you just get kind of numb. You don't know how people will respond to it. So I think one of the most rewarding things was just to see how people were moved and affected by the story and by the overall cause, you know, of the story. And just being able to actually talk to guys and people like Joe that actually got the dogs to the theater, you know, that brought a whole nother element to it. So it was fantastic, man. It was really rewarding, and it was humbling too, and inspiring for us to continue the movement and continue moving it across the country and the world.
What were some of the things that people were saying to you, that, you know, people that you actually got to speak with, as far as their feelings on the film? What were some of the things that people, you know, how it impacted? What were they telling you?
Well, a lot of people were saying that they didn't know that it was that bad in the dogfighting world, or they didn't know that it was that prevalent.
Huh?
You know, we had the statistic in the beginning. And,
Yeah.
Pardon me?
That's why I put it over there. That's why I put it over there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
oh,
we're getting something there
sorry.
Somewhere.
No, I'm sorry. I had the baby in the hand, and I thought I was on mute. I'm sorry.
All right.
Is that Brandon?
Yeah, that's Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to get somebody to call me about the film. I'm trying to get them to call in now, but I don't know if they're free. But sorry, Kenny. I'm on mute.
All right.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, just, people were saying that they didn't know that, you know, it was that bad in the dog fighting world, and they felt sort of inspired to do something about it. A lot of people really enjoyed some of the symbolism in the film. We tried to touch on a lot of different things, a lot of different elements in the film. And a lot of people said, you know, they didn't know what to expect. They thought it would be more like a Pixar movie, you know, and they didn't know what to expect, but this was kind of refreshing for them. And very different, you know, very different tone, very different everything.
Yeah.
So that was really a big compliment to us, because we really set out to do something very different and something that would be impacting and memorable.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's the case.
Yeah. Yeah. And to do that in an animated form and to have somebody say something like that, where they would say they didn't know it was that bad, and to take an animated film to teach them that, to tell them that, edutainment, to make them understand that. That's a powerful statement, guys, to do that in the animated form,
right
to
on.
Make that kind
yeah.
of statement. Joe.
And I love how you guys managed to capture the expressions and the faces and stuff on in the dogs. And fairly natural way and not humanize them too much too. It was real well done in that aspect.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. And we have to give that credit to our animators, to Kenny Roy and to Michael Johnson. Mike Johnson did a really awesome job. Because, you know, especially with the dialogue, because, you know, dogs don't have lips and a lot of things, you know, they just don't have that. And just try to convey that human expression and the words and everything. It was really different. That was one of the big challenges when they began animating it. So I thought they did an awesome job. And sometimes Phil and Brandon and I were even surprised and, you know, how they pulled it off. So hats off to those guys.
Yeah, they did a good job. Definitely. It's Is Brandon with us, or is Brandon still on?
Yeah, I'm on. No, I'm on. I just put it on mute because I don't want to make noise.
Brandon.
Yeah.
All right. What were some of the things that people approached you and said to you about this film?
Oh God. So actually, I'm trying to get a guy on now. He's a old pit bull and dog breeder back in the day. He'll get on the next call because I wasn't aware of this.
All right.
It's interesting. Actually, I just had a meeting, and I don't want to disclose too much, but I had a meeting, and I put it this way. A lot of the theater owners, and I don't know, as the momentum builds, they immediately lose it when they see the story. And I get pitched back like, hey, I'm a pit bull mommy too. Yep, here's an ad right here, you know. So as far as that, that's cool. But and I kind of want my friend Will Diaz to pitch in on the history of the pit bull and feedback. But it's an interesting journey with Chance. All I can say is it's a different film. I don't, you know, I'm in the theater and I'm in the theater with service pit bulls, and I'm like, I hear a dog shake his collar. I'm like, we didn't put that in the film. And I look back at the end credits and I see a blue pit bull in the back. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm sure Kenny Young hasn't seen a dog. Actually, there was a dog in the audio mixing throughout the time, but Sir Kenny's like, okay, there are dogs in this theater. So it's a, in a theater. And,
you know.
And then we're going to Chicago next, which nothing like, you know. Yeah, Kenny was at all the pit bulls. I'm kidding, Kenny. But, it's a cool film. I got a lot of feedback, and the main things are, you know, it's such a community-based film, and I think that's what's going to drive it. So, you know, it's going to drive it in a way, bring more people together, because there's so many groups out here that want to make a difference, that are making a difference. And
absolutely,
that's what this film is doing.
Yeah.
So Chance did, put it that way.
Hey,
that's what Chance did. Yeah. Kenny Young's writing did.
Yeah.
Well, I was much more. Thank you.
Hey,
for that,
Brandon,
much more
you're
than the writing. Go ahead.
Oh, I was
well,
just say real quick, Brandon,
you
that
you're
talking about. Yeah, you guys, when Brandon, you're talking about dogs in the theater. There was one scene, and I don't know how many people heard this, but I heard it. Cricket's asleep at Joe's feet, and we're about what, row 4 from the screen, Joe? We were quite up there.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
And then there's a scene in there, and it's actually a relatively quiet scene, and I hear this. And I don't, and Cricket's down at Joe's feet snoring. And I'm like going, I really hope people don't say anything about that. I don't know how many people heard it, but it was just like.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's a pit bull.
But
that's a pit bull, you know, and not necessarily growling.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pit bull. Simple as that. You know, they love us. They love humans.
Oh, she was asleep. She was asleep.
They're everything.
Yeah,
that's she was snoring. That's
hilarious.
She snorted.
She snorted. And I was
audience,
like,
Kenny, what was your reaction when you saw a pit bull in the theater? Kenny, what was your reaction when you saw a pit bull in the? Not a pit bull.
It was a different experience for me, man. It was a different experience. I thought it was.
No, your first moment seeing the dog. No, not overall. The first moment you saw the dog.
The first moment. Well, I saw them. I saw them in the hallway when I was coming in, so I knew they were coming.
So you knew it was coming.
But when I saw them at the theater, I said, "Oh shit, this is how it should be." Right on. So I just thought they added a really cool element. It was very different, but I wasn't totally shocked because I saw them when I was coming in, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, it's a cool.
You would have thought they were. You'd have thought they were. Yeah. You'd have thought they were part of the whole thing. You know, it's just like. They were celebrities in their own right, and it's like people have just seen this film, and then they come out, and here's two dogs that they've each got their story like Chance and everybody in that film, and I think it really may have helped people make a connection to this to see these dogs in their natural setting out in public with people well behaved getting love, you know. And you guys are part of people giving people that reaction.
I'm not going to discriminate. I'm not going to discriminate, but you're not going to see that with every breed. I mean, there's German Shepherd films that come out, Golden Retrievers films, but the pit has been so discriminated against, you know, that and they're so misjudged that it makes the owner say, hey, I got pride in my dog. I don't want to stand on that. You're not going to see that with other dog breeds, Chihuahua, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the Chance, I guarantee you 40% of the theaters that the film is going to show in, you're going to see a pit bull, you know? Maybe not every showing, but that's the beauty of what this breed is and what the story is about and how far it really reaches that. You're just not going to see it. It's not, unless it's a real service dog. Not real service dog, but a seeing eye dog.
Yeah.
You know, not describing the service dog. You know what I mean? Like, a seeing eye dog is different, but you're not going to see German Shepherds and Golden Retrievers in the movie theater. It's just, you can have Lassie, but you're not going to see the Collie. You know, but this movie brought the pitties out, and that was, it's like, okay, here's a journey, Kenny. You know, you couldn't put that in the market, bro, Kenny. You know, well, at least in the theater. We know we could get them in the park. We could do an outside showing. We know that, but I don't think we expected to see the dog.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to see it, but it was a great surprise. And I thought it had a lot of class too.
Yeah,
it did. It was
there. You
awesome.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Advocates, this is a call-in show. 929-477-2860. 929-477-2860. We have Kenny Young, Brandon Wynn from Chance, the film, coming to a theater near you. Sometime make it happen now because I see a lot of this on the Facebook page, facebook.com/chancethefilm. Go there, and while you're there, like it. A lot of people, is this going to show in my town? Is this going to show here? Where can I see this? Contact your local theaters. Independent theaters are your best bet if you got one.
Yes.
If you can get your big multiplex to show this theater, this movie in their theater, by all means, contact them. Find out how you do it. If they don't know how to do it at your local theater, go step up the ladder and find out how you can do it. Because that's the only way it's going to happen is if you contact your theaters and make it happen. That's how you get it done. If you want to see the movie, make it happen, guys, because if you get enough people together, you're going to get this film, and you got to see it. I got to see it again.
Yes, you will. Make it happen.
Joe, I know you want to see it again. Yeah, Kenny, Brandon, I know you guys have seen this upteen times, and it's one of those things where Dog Mother and I like to, everyone, hey, let's watch this movie we haven't seen in a while. Chance is one of those films where you go, you know what, let's watch Chance again. Because, you know, maybe you need a little inspiration. And you guys, I talked about this on another show, to be inspired by that film. If I need a little inspiration, that's the film I'm putting in. But my weekend, and Joe, I talked to you about this too. We've been doing this show for a long time. 9 years, Joe. 8 with you. 9 total.
Yeah.
I've been in advocacy for nearly 15 years in advocacy. I've got to step up my game, guys. I had some alone time, and I had to think about that. The people we met, you guys, this film, the people from Los Angeles, responsible pit bull owners, you know, Tino Sanchez and Sammy and Megan and all the people, Asha and her dog Pirate, it made me think, I've got to step up my game. Really, and I've been rather complacent this past years. And you guys, if an animated feature can teach somebody about, I didn't know it was this bad, and to have that teach me. You guys are on to something very, very special here.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. You guys are special. You guys made the trip up, you know, across state lines to come see the film, man, and that really meant a lot to us. And we had such an awesome time last time we were on your show. But like I told you guys before, you all are the real heroes, the real advocates on the front line, really taking in the dogs and taking care of them. So give yourself an applause, man. You deserve it.
There you go. That's for guys like Joe and right there. I know, Joe, you say it's about the dogs, and you're absolutely right. It is about the dogs. And, you know, we got to get more folks like you involved. It's just a great thing. And, you know, it's time we step up our game here and just keep at that. Great dogs, and we've got to do everything we can for them. Advocates, 929-477-2860, 929-477-2860. Don't make us do all the talking here. So, guys, you've got an event coming up. I don't have the exact date here. It's with the Southern California Pitbull Rescue. You have a fundraising event coming up, Southern California Pitbull Rescue. You guys have an event coming up with Chance to Film there. Are you going to be at that particular event? This is a fundraiser, guys, for the Southern California Pitbull Rescue. That's the Studio Movie Grill, guys. 1555
Simi
Valley,
Tower
Center Way, Simi Valley, California. Are you guys going to be there?
Yes, we're going to be there. We will be
all right,
there, but
so guys, yeah.
Yeah,
all
and
right.
Phil will be there too.
And guys, if
Phil said he's going to adopt the pit bull, we're going to hold him to it.
I'm going to hold him to that too. Have him contact Joe, because I know Joe's got some sweethearts. Joe's got
all
some
right.
sweethearts, and you know, I got to meet two of his own, and if the dogs that he has in his care that are looking for homes, he's going to get himself a damn good dog. Joe, I think you might even drive somewhere to meet him to take that dog to his new home.
Wow. That's dope.
I'll make you drive. Then I'll fly out, and I'll be there too. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Well,
we have
until
to
then,
say,
Phil has a dog named Chance now and a whole bunch of other ones that are making them work. You know, we don't want to get him a dog, but now basically Kenny's created this awesome character that, you know, is making Phil say, oh, my goodness, it's people around the world asking for it. And, you know, Chance is he's a pit bull that's making us push harder. And it's a long,
that's real.
Good, awesome road, and not the most simplest road. So, but very glorifying and thrilling and unique. I could say that, you know. So Phil has his commitment.
Yeah, he's committed.
Okay. Kenny,
he has his dog.
Speaking about having his dog named Chance, Kenny, did I see a picture of you holding a stuffed version of Chance?
Yes. And you know,
in a photograph?
I rushed out on the 5th. I meant to bring them to the theater and totally forgot, man. Rushing out. Yeah, we meant to bring them to the theater.
Are those something that we could, is that something that people would be able to purchase?
Yes, that's actually
is one of your
Brandon has been working on as far as merchandising for the film. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to get on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep me posted on that. I'd love to get. Boy, if I could, you know, well, you'd have. Hopefully, you would have the entire cast.
Yeah, we'd have definitely the main characters.
Yeah, oh, I definitely.
Will there be puppy versions?
We have one for all of them.
Yeah. Would there be puppy versions?
Yeah. There's a Chance puppy and a Chance adult, and then there's a Sugar adult and a Sugar puppy and a Hannibal puppy.
Wow, that's
awesome.
Yeah,
those are the ones we had so
far.
That's
awesome.
So
yeah, keep us posted on that. Yeah, we'll be looking for those for sure. For sure.
Absolutely.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And, you know, I want to take a moment to really acknowledge Brandon, because Phil and I weren't as as much advocates before or even had as much exposure. And Brandon really brought a lot of the knowledge that we needed to kind of make the film really legitimate. He's kind of modest, and he won't speak on it himself. But, yeah, he really was the one who brought a lot of legitimacy and knowledge to just the dog world for us. So, yeah, he's a very valuable member of the team.
Yeah, I'm a dog.
You guys, I think I'd definitely be interested in one of those.
And a teddy bear?
Oh, sugar?
Yeah, not a teddy bear. A chance bear? Sugar bear? A sugar bear.
A sugar bear?
A sugar bear. Yeah, we got to get on that. It's, you know, as we lay out this next run, we'll start flourishing the merchandise and everything once we start getting to the flow of everything. Now that the film's done, and, you know, which I can't wait to we can go into more detail as we release it. But I can see there's a wave going on. So
absolutely.
You know. Yeah, if you see those comments, Patrick, I don't know if you ever look at the comments of how many people bombard us on. When's it coming out? Is it coming to Czechoslovakia? Is it coming to?
Yeah,
it's coming to Bulgaria.
You know,
like across the world.
And they're like, why isn't it here?
If I can get it into Portland, you know, a little black and white pit bull may show up to a showing.
Okay, right on. Right on. Hey, Brandon, why don't you tell them about your history and experience with dogs, man? This is really inspiring.
I mean, I think I mentioned a couple, but, well, you know, I'm going to hit right on the point. I know we got the pit bull, but we also have the American Staffordshire Terrier, you know, and I think people should it's a good conversation eventually, and who knows, down the line, there's another chance we might go into the history of pit bull, which I was recommended from a person who saw the film and their breeder, but my background... All I can say is if you research the American Staffordshire Terrier, Gamester and Guardian, it's a book, a large publication. My godfather
What's it called?
Read
Gang,
the dog.
Gangster.
Gangster. Yeah, Gamester is in video game, like Gamester and Guardian.
Oh, game. Oh, okay.
It's a book by Sarah Foster.
Okay.
And that brindle bell on the front, my godfather, that's his dog. And so I've been in it. I learned, you know, I grew up in Chicago. I went from my uncle, who wasn't the best caretaker of his Rottweilers, like a Thor. You know, I saw the Thors. And then when I was about 12, my godfather took me in, and he shows the dogs and breeds them. And I learned the higher level of responsibility, but also the breed. Even though it's the Amstaff and Pitbull, they're the same thing. You know, Amstaff has just been... I guess the AKC, they kind of just try to keep the bloodlines together and really focus on keeping it as a standard dog.
Well,
versus the pit, it could get in the wrong hands, and then they mix it with a bull mastiff, and now you got a 120-pound pit bull, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This
book advocates real quick. I just want to say this book real quick. I'll let you – sorry. The American Staffordshire Terrier, Gamester and Guardian, Howl's Best of Breed Live Library – it's on Amazon, guys. I think this is a book that I might definitely want to look into.
It's a good book.
Check that out.
Oh my God, I'm losing my mind right now. That dog on the cover's name is Chance. I just thought about that. Damn. I mean, this is 25 years ago. You know, that dog on the cover that you're looking at, his name is Chances Are. That was his name. His show name is Chances Are. Crazy.
Okay.
But my godfather bred that dog and a few dogs in there. So I know all, and the good and bad, you know, people crop the ears, but I know all about a lot of particulars with the breed, the dog being responsible. You know, every puppy's different. You know, they're all loving. You know,
yes.
But you need
to,
any owner, you need to be responsible. And I just met with an executive the other day, and she has a pit bull, and she's losing her mind over Chance now. She's like, we need to get this out. We need to get this out. And it hit her because the reason why she got her pit bull is because there was a guy in Chicago, and he was walking around with a shopping cart, and he's selling the puppies at 5 weeks old in the cart for $200. So she was happy she got the puppy, but it hit her heart because she said, where are the rest of these puppies going to go? You know?
Wow.
Because it didn't matter. And
that's
where it starts. You know what I mean? That's not even where it starts. It's just a piece of the equation, sadly. You know? And that's where we hit responsibility. And I think with the goal with Chance down the line, that's what we want to teach, you know, proper dog ownership along with, if you're going to breed, you know, really research and you know, and we got to influence better. You know, hopefully this film opens, you know, and it's not even always criminals that are the ones that could get these dogs leaked. You know, it's somebody that just doesn't know, and they think, oh, I want to make $1,000 real quick off 8 puppies or 5 puppies.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. but now you're creating a genealogy of you don't know where these dogs want to go. And now this dog is in a bad home and he's developed issues. And now he's like, which is what happened in the past. So, you know, anyway, I know I've said a
lot.
Well,
we've got Well, we've got a saying here. It's be responsible before your health responsible.
Right.
And you know, like I say, it's not always an ill-intentioned person with these dogs that you know, the ones that get out and do so. It's just the willful ignorance of some individuals, people that aren't recognizing certain behaviors in their dogs. They're just uninvolved in the dog. Which is why we talk about bringing your dog in, making it a family member. It's not like it's, you know, people, oh, it's my little fur kid, and my son or whatever. Yeah, that's cool, but it's a dog,
mm-hmm.
and the dog needs direction. If you're not there to do it, he's going to go seek that attention elsewhere, and sometimes mm-hmm. it turns out that the attention that dog's going to get is not the desired result. So be responsible before your health response.
Mm-hmm. And even fear. A lot of it is fear, you know, a lot of the dog, if the dog isn't socialized and is stuck in the basement for a year, you know, it's never seen anything. It's going to be scared, terrified. And that terrified could come from pit bull.
Yeah.
A terrified pit bull ain't pretty, you know. It could be shy, but it could also be, hey, I don't know what you're going to do to me. So, and that's what has created a lot of, but the beauty of this is that great people like Patrick and the advocates, you know, and people are starting to fall in love with these dogs, you know, and that's the beautiful part about what's going on.
Absolutely.
Because, 18 years ago, I mean, nobody wanted to touch them, you know. I mean, literally nobody wanted to touch them.
Yeah.
And now they're a normal part of society. Yeah. And many
and there's more people like us
we're taking
starting to rehabilitate these dogs and give them a second chance, mm-hmm. too, and that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Second chance.
That helps tremendously, too, yeah.
Yeah. And give
chance,
him a job,
Kenny.
And give him a job. Joe's had, you know, his service dogs, and instinctively, you know, these dogs have taken, you know, they recognize certain things in an individual, and being able to match a person with that dog is an amazing thing. You know, to have a dog that can do something and also, you know, provide you that companionship, but also to detect certain levels if, you know, be somebody diabetic or, you know, other medical issues. It's a, we need that. And to have a pit bull can do anything any other dog can do and do it better. So why not? Why mm-hmm. not a pit bull, huh?
Well, right. And that's, I wish I get this guy Will Diaz on the phone. Next call, we'll get it on. But the history of the pit bull is so deep.
Oh, we're
going to, it's deep.
Hey, we'd love to be back on the show, Patrick.
Oh yeah, you guys are coming back, and you guys, if there's anybody that that you feel that we can, you know, get a message out. I got a loudmouth. Speaking of messages, come here, Lalo. Come here and say hi to everybody. It's a little guy, Lalo. Huh? All right, buddy. Yeah, you got to meet this clown. I just totally lost. Yeah, but you guys, if there's anybody you think that need to talk to us, that I've been looking for somebody, the American Pit Bull Terrier expert, you know what I'm saying? Someone who knows, I know some stuff, and I try and learn every day. Hi, Miley. Dad's on air. I know, right? We're taking calls. You know, that expert that, that, you know, I'd love to have somebody like that on, because that's, you know, that's something everybody can learn from. Get the historical aspect and dispel some of the myths that even pit bull owners today, you know, still believe. I've come across people that go, oh yeah, but you know, the locking jaw is the only thing that scares me. And this is coming from somebody who has one. And
oh wow.
You know, I think there's a lot of stuff that we can all learn. from somebody like that. So please, by all means, you know, anybody, send them my way. Send them our way. We'd love to talk to them.
Okay.
Hey, guys. So, like, I got to bug out and get to work before I get myself in trouble. But, Kenny, I sent you a friend request, and, you know, I definitely want to talk to you guys to get real soon.
And we appreciate everything you're doing, Joe. And, again, we appreciate you making the trip.
We do. We do.
I meet you in person.
That was something.
It was very much an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all right, guys.
You
have a good day.
And y'all.
Absolutely. Right, you too.
Joe,
all
Patrick.
Right. Thank you, Joe.
Speaking of that, Kenny.
We'll
Patrick,
talk soon, my friend.
All right.
Kenny, I want to hear about one of our supporters and viewers, his first aircraft ride, and how long?
27 years.
Patrick?
Wow. It was a short one. It was a short one.
How
what
many
was
years?
That
I like to.
Yeah, you
I like
told
to.
Us the details.
Oh, I'm 53, so the last flight I was on, I was flying from San Francisco International to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And we landed in the midst of, a lightning storm. And
you never flew again. And you never flew again after that.
And well, I had to fly home, but yeah. So the last snack I had on that plane was a bag of pizza flavored combos. You know what those are? They look like a snot, but it's a yeah. And that's the last, and I'm great. This is my last meal. This is my last meal. I'm going to die. So, it's been a while. And I do make a big deal about it. Dog Mother was saying, she goes, you know, you don't have to go. I'm all, well, yeah, I have to go. And I tended to make a bigger deal about it than it was. But ironically, the night before I was supposed to, or the day I was supposed to fly out from work, my coworker comes up and he's got a bag of pizza flavored combos. And he goes, you want some? I'm going, I really hope this is not a bad omen here. But it was a great flight. It was worth it getting in there. And it was quite an adrenaline rush for me. Probably something I needed. And it really kind of, you know, just being able to hop on there and do that. It was never really a true fear of flying, so. But it was an interesting ride, and it was a great weekend. So with everything,
yeah,
happened,
dope, man.
You know,
we love having you there. You know, Patrick, Brandon is an aviator. They can tell you all about planes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, you're fine. That's what my degree is.
Well,
but, you're fine.
Next time I'll hire. What's the largest aircraft you've piloted?
Oh man, crop dusters. But I stopped after.
Okay.
Yeah, I did just private, small little crop. You don't want to fly the planes. I fly. No, you don't want to. No. You know, reach for those combos. The plane might tilt a little bit.
Yeah.
No, it might tilt and come back. Yeah. So no, you don't want to fly those. Yeah, that's what I love.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah,
things. Right.
You know,
hey,
I guess. That's
yeah.
Good.
Hey guys,
yeah, go ahead.
We got Kenny Young and Brandon Wynn on. Hi, Phil. Tune into this. Where's Shelly? Where's Fancy?
We
got
Shelly
time
Fancy.
Left. I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah. That was, she was a blast. But guys, hey, it's a call-in show. We don't do this without you. 929-477 2860 929-477-2860. Brandon, Kenny, guys. When you guys contacted the theater, this whole thing, how is this something that you do? They just do you show them? Do you give them a little screening? Do you, you know? I don't know if you guys is everything digital now, or do you actually have a film reel? How do you present that to a theater?
It's a digital world now, ironically. Right, Kenny?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
These days, I mean, you know, they want a link, password.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool with this film. I could say this film is – I'm sure they review most films. I'm sure that they're not crazy lenient, but this is one film that I I'm surprised that, you know, most theaters are pretty excited about. But, yeah, right now it's a digital world, you know. So you could probably do everything off the internet, you know. And
yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, we sent it. We had to just send them the link and they just watched the film. And
the content.
Yeah.
And they say,
yeah,
the
package you put together. Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty much. And with this film, the beauty of it is, as soon as you send it out, I mean, the love of the pit bull and the dog comes out of a lot of people. You know, they still keep it business oriented, but especially once they actually watch the trailer, you know, the reaction is, oh man, this is, you know, I got a pit bull, you know, I'm a pit bull daddy, you know, and that's probably the coolest.
That's a
great
connector for us. It really helps us tremendously.
Oh yeah.
That people
and
have
a unique
emotional investment in the subject matter, you know.
The scenes you've shown with the actual fighting, I know briefly you showed those in the trailers, and I'm going, oh, okay, so they toned it down. That's, you know, and I didn't really catch that until that scene came up in the film, and it was a lot more. It wasn't like, oh my! I was like surprised. Oh, that you took it that far, really, and that I think that you guys hit the mark on that, where you got the idea. I mean, you got it right there when that hand went down and those dogs lunged, nailed it. And I was, I was kind of slightly shocked that you really got that out there. And I think that's an important scene, because if that doesn't hit you in an animated form, you know, you don't want to see it in real life, you know.
Absolutely.
But
that was one.
You guys,
of, that was
you
one
guys
of the
are really making
for,
it.
Yeah, that's one of the conflicts for us. Like, we knew we had to push the envelope, but we didn't want to push it too far, or people would be turned off. Yeah. But we had to go far enough where it would be memorable and it would hit the mark with people. So that was sort of the thing. And Bill and Brandon and I, we kind of went back and forth and how far we could actually take things, and, you know, how graphic or you know, how sincere do we want the fights, or how much of the fights, you know, sometimes we just try to, it's in shadows and silhouettes where you can actually see it. But sometimes we had to actually show the fight, because we just had to show the brutality of it, because it's a brutal world. And it's something we felt it'd be a disservice to not take it there.
Yeah, you know, Kenny, I want to save this. Go ahead, Patrick.
Go ahead. Go ahead. It's yours.
We took some items out in the film, and I don't want to go too deep yet, right, Kenny? But I had a call with my friend Will Diaz, and he's been a breeder of Amstaffs, but he is a long-time researcher and lover of the pit bulls. And I don't know if this is the proper time to say it, but he was just giving me the history of things, and there's some elements that we took out of the film that were in there. And like I said, this has been a learning process for me. Even if you notice, I don't want to put too much of the film out, Kenny. But he said that actual fights, they're actually silent, you know? And you would think that they're loud, which shows the faith of it. It's kind of sad to talk about it, but that's how much adrenaline is going on. So it's interesting,
you know,
how
it, that,
yeah, go ahead.
That makes a lot of sense. Because if you're thinking there's one dog who's got a hold of another dog, he can't really make much noise. And that other dog, depending on how the other dog's got him, he's not going to be able to make a lot of noise, which is how they get away with it in urban areas, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I think that they don't want the dogs. They don't want the dogs. The dogs that whimper got to go, which is hard for me to fathom, Kenny, you know. But they say they have to go because, like you say, in urban areas, they don't want noise. You know, but, if they whimper, they don't want the dog that whimpers. And it's funny, Kenny, because there were some things in the film that we all debated on, you know, what should be in, how do we do it, you know. And it's just such a learning process, you know. And you wonder why you don't walk down the street and hear what's going on, because they really try to phase out the dogs that whimper, Kenny. You know, even if they get bit, you know. They want the dogs that are tough to the bone that – it shows how much resilience these dogs have, but at the same time, those were little things in the film, and we're still learning. You know, that's the cool part about it. But those are things in the film that we literally went to bat against each other for months.
Yeah.
To try to, how do we get it to that, you know, that point where you can still keep the suspense, you can still feel it, you know. And we had some outtakes that, you know, maybe one
day
we'll
had some things
have fun
took
with.
Out where we probably took it too far. Like Brandon said, the entire thing, and even now, it's still like a learning experience, like seeing how people, and it's amazing because whenever you make a film, this isn't my first film, this is my first animated film, but whenever you make a film, people take different things away from it. And I always say, you take away from a film what you bring to it. So whatever story you bring from it will sort of dictate and influence what story you'll take away from it. So everyone, it's just amazing how people take different things away from the film, and it affects different people in different ways, which is a beautiful
different ways.
Thing. And that's something you can't plan for. You know, that's, you can't control that. That's just going to happen. So that's been a big learning experience for all of us as the filmmakers, you know, and moving forward and just how we project, how we present the film, it's kind of helped influence that for us. So this has been it's been an amazing process, the entire thing.
Yeah, we have to look at it from many different angles. Literally, I mean, from the advocates to dog lovers to people that probably don't care too much for dogs to people that might be more sensitive to people that might want more of the blood sport, which we weren't trying to focus too hard on, but that was a topic. So we literally had to, we literally had to look at it from 5, 6, 7 different matrices. And, you know, like you say, people were asking, where's the movie? And there were, you know, it's not a simple thing. Animation isn't simple or cheap, you know. You know, I would love people to go to Day in the Life of what an animator's, but we had to look at it from a lot of angles to get it where, you know, we want this thing to go far, and as far as we could take it, at least. And that was a lot.
You're talking about the time and this, what went into it, the conversations you had, the editings you did, the conflicts that you had, in trying to work together on this. 2017, if I recall, was the date on IMDb, which explains why people are going so crazy wanting to see this film, because as far back as then, it was something that they knew needed to happen. To have that 2017 and to finally do this, to finally get it out there, to finally get that first screening, you know, you guys finally, you know, at the chance where you could take a breath. And so where are you now with, you know, now that you've done this, you guys are kind of, you know, ready to take another big step here. How are you going to approach this in the future with all this said and done here with finally getting that premiere?
Well, it feels like in a way a snowball effect, because people have been anticipating it for a while, and we were, you know, kind of pushing back a few times. We had to push back the release date just in preparation. So it built the anticipation. Then it got to the point some people thought that it wasn't really a film, or it was a fraud or something. So once we actually released it and people saw it was really a film, and the demand for it and the request for it from all over the world started to really come in. People were like, hey, some of the comments, people were like, I've been waiting for this movie for 2 years. And it's like, wow, you know, we feel a real obligation to get it to them, but we want to get it to them in a quality, in a, you know, as quick as possible, but as filmmakers in a smart way where we can get it and build momentum. And so it's like a snowball. We're building momentum, and we learned a lot from this first run, this first release, and we plan to incorporate, you know, all the things we learned as we're moving forward. But the goal is for every single person who's requested the film or shown interest in the film, the goal is for every single person across the world to eventually, in a relatively short time, be able to see the film. So when people request it like that, that just adds to our obligation and to our passion to really get the film to them. So we want people to know that we're doing our very best to get it to them theatrically, coming to your town near you, or on a platform where you can access it. And they need to know how much we appreciate when they request the film. And like Patrick said earlier, if they can request it at their local theater, that would help us tremendously as well.
Yeah. Get them out there.
Oh, yeah.
If we're looking at, I got to talk to one other person that might be able to give me a little bit of push to try and get this in the Valley Art Theater in Tempe. And there's Valley of the Sun Rescues down there. And there's a couple other pit bull organizations down there. Would definitely get people to show up. You're going to sell this out there for sure. Get them down there. And if maybe, you know, get with them to do maybe some sort of an adoption kind of, you know, not necessarily an adoption event, but to bring down a dog or two that is, you know, have them for a short period to let the public know that this movie is about these dogs, you know.
Right.
And to actually to have Cricket and Anastasia, they're Joe's dogs at that showing, I think that would really bring a lot of attention and focus that people would take what they got from the film, and then they actually get to meet the real deal. Maybe
that
a dog
would, yeah.
that has been
like
through.
I said, that would add a lot of
maybe they'll, yeah, maybe they'll meet a dog like Chance, you know,
yeah.
that has come from
That'd
that
be
environment,
cool.
and to see how resilient these dogs really are, and how they can come from that, because, you know, they don't want to be that dog in a fight. And to show them the real a real version of Chance, I think it would be awesome if you guys could do something like that.
That would. That's a good idea.
If we do that down there, we can go down there. We can do another live Facebook thing and have some fun doing that, and show you guys off in Arizona. And
all right.
We want to do whatever we can for you guys. I'm just been trying to promote the hell out of you and trying to find, you know, organizations that want to, you know, link up with you guys and help get that film. It's important. So,
we're truly
happy to be a part of it.
You've been a real soldier since the film, since we talked to you, man, and we want you to know how much we appreciate you. That's why we couldn't wait to be back on the show.
Oh, yeah. We're not done yet. The movement has only just begun.
Absolutely.
And, I know you guys are going to be real busy. You know, whenever we can get you back in, I'm going to be doing some things off and on, maybe through May and June, but I don't think I'm going to be missing any shows. It's just going to be a matter of getting that time frame in there. So, but definitely want to keep in touch with you guys. Anything that comes up related, it's on our page. It's up there, and people share it. At the Facebook page. Hey guys, we got a phone call here. You want to we want to just go ahead and take a call?
Oh, sure.
Whoops.
Let's do it.
That might be.
Where did they go?
In. I think that's a friend listening.
Oh,
in.
It just disappeared. Okay. Well, that one just went away. I don't know where that went. This all of a sudden, poof, they're gone. Call us back. 929-477-2860, advocates. We've got 36 minutes left on the clock.
Hey, Patrick, that might
Talking
be somebody
you,
that
might
listen in. Kenny, I think that's I think that was Nikki. That was Nikki dialing in, Kenny. But
okay.
I told her about
okay.
it. She's,
Call back.
Yeah, so she wants to hear in.
All right.
You know, because she's going to use this feedback for some important things. Patrick.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All
Patrick,
right.
Patrick, for some important
is that
things.
A, is that a 404?
It is a 404.
Yeah. Is she 404? So she does not want to talk to us.
Yeah, we could just let her listen, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could let her, unless you make
okay.
her talk. Unless you make her talk.
Now that we,
yeah,
we
have Secret Service listening.
I don't know. I don't know if I should hit the mic and see if she wants to talk. If she says no, then I'll just put her back on hold.
Hey, go ahead.
Nikki,
I wish
Nikki,
I could
you
have
my talk
historian
to,
bring
you
know.
Hi, it's Nikki, guys.
Nikki, do you want to talk?
Hey, Nikki.
Do you want to? Okay. Hi, you're live on the air. Can we record you?
Oh, sure, why not?
Okay, all right. We're on. You guys go right ahead. People don't want to hear me talk. I want to hear you guys talk.
Go ahead and introduce yourself to us.
Hi, Nikki. This is Patrick, a.k.a. Dogfather. You're live on the Pitbull Advocate. Have you got any questions for Brandon or Kenny tonight? I've been waiting to say that.
I like that question.
Welcome.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you ask
Can
your
you
question.
Guys hear me? Yeah, yes. I do have a question. One of the questions that I have is, what would spell success for this project? What are maybe the top one or two things that you'd like to see happen with this project as it relates to it being somewhat of a movement? Like, what are two or three things? Let's make it harder than one or two. Two or three things that you would like to see happen as a result of Chance the movie, the film.
Huh. Brandon, would you like to tackle that first?
I want to hear Patrick. Or is it us, Patrick, that we have to? I want to hear. Nikki hears us all the time, Patrick.
What would consider success?
Where would you like to see Chance?
That question was technically for Kenny and Brandon. But Patrick, I would love to also hear I would love to hear your thoughts about what you would like to see as well after they go. Make them go first, Patrick.
If I dream of Chance sometimes, I'm from Philadelphia, so you know Rocky is the one fictional character who represents a lot of courage, resilience, and et cetera at the Rocky Steps. But he wasn't a real person. But to this day, the story, you could watch it and it still would inspire you. And I remember when I first shared Chance early on, right when I stepped into it, Nikki, and he's like, the friend was like, dude, this is like the Rocky of dogs. And if I could see Chance go anywhere, I would like to see him as a symbol of a dog that represents that courage and faith in the film from 7 years from now that you could cut on. And at the end of it, you're like, man, you know, wow. And even for the first time. So if I could have Chance be that film, you know, 10 years down the line, you could still cut on. Or you go into the ASPCA, and if I could get a sculpture of this strong dog that represented so much for people and dogs, that's where I would love to take it. You know, of course we want the big woohoos, but on an honest human scale, we were just talking about when we had the dogs in the theater. Kenny walked into the theater and saw it. It was like, goodness. And Kenny's had movies come out. You know, he's like, there are two pit bulls in the lobby right now waiting to see this movie. And one from Oregon. So, and it's crazy because we got this film and it's like, you know, it has you scratching your head because it's like, gosh, this is, it's not even just a niche market. It's actually a huge market. And it's a beautiful thing when you hear a dog snoring in the theater. And there are people that are fearful of these dogs. Uh-oh. Phone call?
You guys, we just got lit.
Is that it?
We got lit the cup, so we're taking some calls real quick. Everybody, really? Cool?
Oh, sorry, Nikki.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, we got – all right. Hey, real quick, 404 – you got a question for Kenny or Brandon? You're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 404-353. You're on the Pitbull Advocate. All righty, guys. Are you still with me?
We're there.
No, that was another one. But I've got a 443. You're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh.
Hello.
So we're getting the calls. They're not
there. Everybody there.
Oh, everybody's.
We're getting the calls. You know, all right. Well, I'm just going to keep going through these here and see what we come up with. 925, you're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I want to hear.
Hello. I want to hear. You got a question? Come on. If you call
Nikki,
on the listen, we appreciate
everybody.
That.
Look,
you
know,
925.
She's scared.
925. Okay. All right. We're gonna do one more here, you guys. And I really, really hope you've got a question here. 516, you're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's crazy.
That's crazy. Come on, you guys.
Damn.
I know you're calling into the show, and I know a lot of you are out there to listen. We appreciate it, but please, you know, call in, join the show. This is great. Nikki, your question. Did we heard from Kenny or Brandon on that one? What would you consider
that
success?
That was me.
Yeah, we heard from Brandon.
Whoops,
you know what?
Patrick right. Pissed off. He can't patch the calls in.
I see a 770. Just hang on there real quick. Brandon, what's your take on that? Success.
Your turn, Kenny.
Actually, I think Brandon. How would I define or how would I envision success for Chance? Brandon touched on something really great as far as like the Rocky, and that sort of ties into what I would think or how I would envision success as well, because this movie is like the whole genesis of it came from a real experience that we had with an actual dog that's being forced to fight. So this in the very beginning wasn't necessarily, oh, this is a movie, let's make a ton of money from it. This was a movie we were inspired, and we felt sort of an obligation to give a voice to someone that didn't have a voice to speak and defend for themselves. And I have to say, the whole making of the film, from financing it to the animation to the entire process, and Brandon and Nikki can attest to this, the entire thing has been sort of an uphill run. And if it wasn't for the inspiration behind it, that we felt that we were doing something really special and something meaningful, then we wouldn't have been up for the challenge. And I would think I would want anyone, I mean, whether you're a dog advocate, hopefully you are a dog advocate, but even if you weren't, to be inspired by the process of it. I mean, I think inspiration is the most expensive thing that we could get. It's the most valuable thing you can have, to be inspired to do something or to challenge yourself or to do the things you're afraid to do. Like Terrence does, you know, he's in a very frightening world, a very frightening situation, but he holds on to his beliefs and his faith, and that's what keeps him going. And we would want that message or that theme to resonate with audiences everywhere, like Rocky did. Like Rocky inspired you to be the little film that could. And I think Terrence having a worldwide success, I would see that, because honestly, we didn't even foresee that in the beginning. We thought, hey, maybe we'll find a nice crowd that would enjoy this. We didn't even think about it going across the world and people in Africa and Asia and Europe and you know, embracing and wanting to see the film. So for it to reach worldwide proportions, and for a little film like this where we didn't have a lot of money, didn't have a lot of resources, but for it to reach that global success, I think would give a lot of hope to a lot of people that don't have a lot of money or don't have a lot of resources but have a dream and have a goal and to make that happen. So to see this reach that level where people can be inspired by it and use it as a model, as an example, to treat dogs better, to treat themselves better, to treat others better, or to go for their goals and to believe in themselves, regardless of the obstacles, I think that would truly be success for us. That would be true success.
There you go. Yeah.
As a businessman, a filmmaker, I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to be seen by millions. But, you know, we want people to be inspired. Because it was more than money that motivated us to make this film.
I think you guys have done that. Kenny, you were telling me, you know, the individual that came up to you and said that they didn't know it was that bad. And to me, that is that in itself is a success, because you had that impact on that person. And that person is not the only one. Being, you know, doing the show and everything, you also had that impact on me. To step up my game and do more. So yeah, you guys have already succeeded in so many ways, and
wow.
You can only go one direction. And you know, and to even boot that, if you could get multiple showings in multiple cities and venues at the same time, you know, stuff that you may not necessarily have to be there for, you know,
right.
Just to get this and just to see it, just kind of spider web out. And to watch that happen, you know. And I think you guys are on your way to that.
Thank
I see
you,
two calls. We're gonna take one. 706. You're on the Pitbull Advocate.
Come on,
what's your name? Where are you calling from? Talk to us. Talk to us. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
There's something going on with that patching.
There's something going on. Can you hear me, 706?
Out of all days, Nick.
Out of all the days. Hey, we've got Nikki. Thank you so much. 443, you're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys, I'm Sam. I'm calling from Athens, Georgia. One question I had was...
Sam from Athens.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
How's it going? What's your question, Sam?
My question was, your animation is definitely different from typical animation like Disney and stuff. How do you think that enhances your message behind this movie?
Well, yeah, I think it enhances the message. I think it makes it stand out. I think it makes it we didn't want this to be just lumped in with other animated films. We wanted this to be something very different. And this wasn't necessarily geared for a smaller crew. We'd say pretty much anyone, but this isn't like the one that's, the normal Pixar or the other animated films, the Disney films we're used to seeing. So we wanted it to sort of be different, and we wanted to have a grittiness and an edginess to it that would kind of root you in reality to a degree, where you could still, you could still use your imagination, the dogs are speaking and things like that, but it would still be rooted in animation. And it was also something where it has a similarity to some of like the video games and things you see now, where it would kind of resonate with that audience and that crowd as well. And just how the visual medium has changed over the years, like the advent of switching over from film to video, and people are a lot more inclined to, it doesn't have to be the highest budget if the story resonates. So we wanted a look that would be gritty and edgy and would grab you and would be different, but we wanted something that could still allow you to have the animation to absorb yourself into the world.
Right.
So, we wanted to pick something that we thought was cool. We thought our animators did a really good job in bringing the dogs to life.
Yeah, for sure.
And hopefully I don't know how far Athens is from Atlanta, but we might be doing something in Atlanta soon. So stay on the tip. We thank you for your patience. I know it's been, everybody's like, what's going on? We do plan to have a release very soon for everybody, but right now we're in the planning stages so we could get this in more cities so people can view it. So I think Athens, how far is Athens from Atlanta?
About an hour and 20 minutes.
That's worth a drive.
We're worth it. I mean, the host of this call took a flight for the first time in 30 years, so I think that drive should be never dying that down, Patrick. But we're planning Atlanta.
No.
So.
Awesome.
Hello?
Sam, you got any more questions?
That was the only one I could really think of just off the top of my head, but.
Good one.
All right.
It's a good one.
Thanks for calling in, man. Yeah, it means so much to us here.
And be on the lookout for Atlanta.
You can keep on.
Soon.
Gotcha.
Yep, sure.
Yep, thank you.
So
your
I have a comment,
Facebook.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, one second, sorry, Patrick.
Yeah, you go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So I just wanted to piggyback off of what both Kenny and Brandon said, because I have very high hopes and I have some very specific goals that I would like to see with this film. One of the things I absolutely hope that it does more of, which is touching on what Kenny said, which is to inspire. And as I think of, inspiring, it's inspiring us to really have more difficult conversations about how to change for the better as a culture, as a generation, as a as community. And then specifically a couple of the things that I would really like to hold this group accountable, because I'm technically on the side with them, right? But one of the things I really want to see is us impact, legislation specifically around a change in legislation. I want to see laws changed. I want to see breed specific laws eradicated. This is something
absolutely.
That's very new to me.
Yes.
I've never had a dog until recently, and I've never been involved in these sorts of issues because I didn't have a pet and I never really understood the importance of it. But the other thing to piggyback off of what Brandon said is absolutely, I would love for Chance to have a statue and become a brand. Mm-hmm. I think he is a symbol,
yeah.
Whether it's a statue or whether it's not a statue. I think he's a symbol not just for dogs but for anyone who experiences any sort of inequality. And I think that what Chance is saying to me as far as speaking to me is that it's not okay to be silent just because this may not impact your life and you as a person. We have to work together to really stand together to be a voice because this, yes, this film is about dogs, but this film is also about humanity and the lack of humanity. And I think one of the things for me is it yeah. certainly has spoken to me in a way that says, what are we going to do to hold ourselves accountable for things that need to change right now, not next year, not next week, but right
yeah.
now.
Starting
yeah,
with a
absolutely
dog.
Absolutely right.
You know,
hey,
wow. Very well said.
Yeah. 925, hold on. I know you got a question. We got 18 minutes on our clock, advocates. Nikki, something you touched on, and I know Brandon and Kenny, you both touched on, and it brings me back to some of the scenes in the movies where you don't actually see the human face, but you see the human figure. I noticed you have different shades of skin tone in your thing. You were not limited to a dark skin, a light brown skin, or a white skin. You showed all three. And that was a really big issue that Foster Corder and I did a show called The Black, White, and Brown of Pitbull Advocacy. And he had mentioned something, the fact that every time that somebody had brought up the cultural issues, it got kicked aside as racism and nobody ever commented on it again. And I think it's a very important issue that we can touch on and something that everybody can learn from, including myself, as an advocate, to hit on that topic again and do another episode. And if you guys want to be a part of that, I think we might be able to break away some of these myths and prejudices that also come along with advocacy and, you know, battling the dog fighting.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Totally.
Obviously, a sensitive topic, and yeah, Kenny did use different shades, and actually throughout this whole film, it's been different shades of people all together that made it, which is the beautiful part about it. But yeah, I mean, it's the fighting happens everywhere, you know what I mean? It could immediately, you know, Michael Vick was the one that really took the big downfall for it, but I think what the film shows is that this could happen anywhere, you know? And there's other forms
yeah.
of cruelty as well.
And it does.
But,
yeah
and it does lead to, and we're going to, eventually it could get there, who knows, but it leads to how do we bring, and dogs can kind of do this as well. You know, there is a sense of togetherness, even with the dogs. There are different shades of colors as well, but that's
yeah.
the beauty of this film. It opens up that topic, you know, and that's not, I don't know if that was the initial goal, you know, but the more and more this project grows, it just gets bigger and bigger, and it brings love from every, you know, shade, state,
yeah.
whatever. And you mm-hmm. felt it in that premiere. You know, I mean, it was crap.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, it wasn't like, oh, let's go watch a film. It was afterwards, just people literally talking about it, and it was like, you know?
Yeah. I even got that from Shelley. We miss you, Shelley. Next time, call in. We miss you, Fancy. God, she's a riot. And to me, we had talked with Nikki quite a bit, and we talked with Will, voice of Chance. Kenny, if you don't know, Kenny was also the voice of Butch. So in case you guys didn't know that.
Kenny was probably 10 voices.
But, yeah, but not only talking to the people that were there.
Yeah, director pitched it down.
But talking with the cast, it was just as amazing as the vibe we got off of the people that were there to see the film. Because, I mean, Will was great. I'd like to get him on here and talk about his adventure with that. But real quick, just that whole thing. It's everybody, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure it made
hey, let's
it,
take this call
out.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Wonderful. 925, you're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Olivia, and I'm calling from Lexington, Virginia.
Hi, Olivia. Olivia. You got a question for Kenny,
hey,
Brandon,
how are
Nikki?
You?
Comments?
I do. I have a question. So you guys have been talking about how this movie has so many different messages, and I think it does. It really hits home. Just the hardship and just the rawness of the movie is so complex. But how much of this movie do you want to turn into a teaching lesson for so many different messages? Or do you really want to focus on the Pitbull message of, like, the fighting and really ending that?
The initial goal behind it, I believe, Kenny, the goal behind the film initially was, Kenny, there was a dog named Chance that they saw, and it's not even a joke. And they're like, wow, this dog really is about to survive a dog fight. And Kenny knew it wasn't right. And that was the initial story. And I think from my perspective, I came in late in the production. It's Kenny. I didn't know if Kenny was a dog guy before. The story was about strictly dog fighting. And it just grew into much more. And as it, you know, even now being in theaters, it just touches on so many different subjects. And the main thing we realized, like, crap, this thing is touching on social justice in general as a whole, no matter what the topic is. And it came from a dog that literally said, hey, this isn't right. I'm getting out of here. And we got to figure this out. And I think that's the beautiful part about it, because they are man's best friend. So I don't know if that was the goal initially, but
yeah,
I think it's flourishing
into
a bigger topic, you know?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, when you write a story or you make a film, at some point it sort of takes on a life of its own. It starts to evolve beyond what you initially envisioned for it. And initially it was, and it still is, it was a great deal is to deal with the issue of dogfighting and just spread awareness of it, because so many people, I just don't think, realize the scope of it. But we also want people to see the film to just, like we said earlier, we want people to be inspired. We want you, like, Chance is a believer. He's a dreamer. He holds on to his dreams. He holds on to his values. We want people to take that from it. We want people to take from it that different cultures and different races, and that doesn't matter. We're all connected. We're all one. We want people to take that from it. We want people to take just social injustice and speaking out against social injustice. So it's definitely
forgiveness, fear.
Yeah, fear, battling your fear. Love, the great theme of love and how love overcomes, and it's his connection to people and his unselfishness for other dogs, his unselfishness for other dogs. That kind of helps, he helps change other people's lives or other dogs' lives that he comes in contact with. That's another theme. So with dog fighting being the nucleus, we had a lot of themes that you could draw from it. So anyone can see this film and take something from it that will enrich their own lives, or they'll hope will help tell their own story. So that's what we wanted to do. We didn't want it to just be a one-level or, you know, just one-level story. We wanted it to be multifaceted with different people to take different things.
That's a great point. And I don't know if I'm a caller or if I can comment. So Patrick, you tell me, because I have something to add,
Nikki,
to that. I think that's a great question.
Oh,
go ahead.
You guys are great, because I don't have to. You know, I don't have to say anything. They don't want to hear me. They want to hear you. That's what they're here for.
Go
so.
Ahead.
Good question, Olivia. We like that question.
We got 10 minutes left on the clock, Nikki. So just please,
okay.
And Olivia, stick around here. Stay online with us here, and feel free to comment when you can. But Nikki, what's up?
Yeah, I was going to say that really was a great question from Olivia, and I think that one of the things that we see is that it's not an either-or, but it's a both-and. Yes, we want to use this to touch on many different subjects and issues to the point that Kenny just made, from, you know, and Brandon, from social justice to inequality to violence to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But I think, yes, it also, we should also be taking the lead to raise awareness around the dog fighting. And there, this comment sort of brought to mind a comment that Victor Hugo made like a century ago, right? And then Dr. King later sort of repurposed this comment. But the quote is, if a soul is left in the darkness, sins will be committed, but the guilty one is not he who commits the sin, but he who causes the darkness. And so this darkness that these dogs are living in, you know, that quote speaks to not just the dog fighters. It's also those, you know, when we talk about legislation, when we talk about the environment, it's also the people that create the environment, that creates the environment, and two, the people that don't say anything about it, which is you and I and everyone on this call. And so I think this is something that, you know, I really hope that this also raises a level of consciousness and also accountability of us saying, you know, when I watched the movie, I left it saying, what can I do? And if we can get every single person that watches this movie to say, what can I do, whether it's support, volunteer, raise awareness, we will have done such a major thing. And so that's just sort of what I wanted to add to Olivia's question. Yes. That was a great question, though.
That was a great question. Great answer, Nick.
100% agree.
Got a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of background.
And like
here.
I don't know. I didn't realize, and we got a few minutes. I don't know if we got another caller or not, but like I said, I mean, I think it was maybe for months into post-production of the film, and I was like, wait a second. This thing is about standing up for what's right. I think me and Kenny had a team conference call, and Nikki, and we're working on the next steps with Chance, and it was like, it's literally, this film is growing, you know? Like, I think it was really about, you know, Kenny likes, you know, action. You know, he likes writing action, but this film grew into more of a faith-based, bigger topic than I don't know if you expected this, Kenny. You know, so and it's a beautiful
Chance
thing.
Idea.
Kenny, I got a question for you, and I've been meaning to ask this for a while. We got 7 minutes left on the clock here, guys. What was the name? We're not dogs. What was the name that Chance's mother? What was Chance's mother's name?
Mother's name was Duchess.
Duchess. Okay. She said they didn't call themselves dogs. What was the name they called themselves?
Hatonas.
What was it?
Hatonas. Hatona. Hotona. Hatona.
Hotona. What does that mean? Where does that come from?
Some of it was some of the words are Swahili based, and some of the words are just from imagination. Like when I first wrote the first draft, entire language for them, but it just got too confusing. So I said nobody's going to understand what the hell the movie's about. So we just kept a few of the words. Yeah, a few of the words: Hatona, Asani, Bombo, Crotts.
Humans are Crotts.
The humans with the quads, the bombs with the clouds. Yeah, because it's almost, and another film that was really inspiring that I saw as a child and really impacted me was Watership Down. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, based on a book by Richard Adams about a colony of rabbits that are trying to, their little field gets destroyed and they're trying to find another plot of land to live on. And the rabbits are very adversarial with each other. They have their own armies and everything. And they had their own god and their own language. And it just makes sense that, you know, sometimes we humanize things too much. We make it too much like us. And they would have their own God, their own belief system, their own culture, their own way they see each other, and their own name for each other in their world. So we just wanted to pay respect to that.
Okay. Awesome. I appreciate it. Because I was wondering about that. I'm going, what is that? And I'm just trying to figure there had to be some background on that. So,
okay.
Guys. Okay. We're down. This is it. This is it for now because that's it for now. Thank you guys so much for being here again, man. It was great meeting you guys, Brandon, Kenny, Foster Quarter. You know, we finally got around to running into Foster after so many years, and it's great. It was great to see him there. And,
he's been a big inspiration
to show you. And to show you guys that support there, it was just like I came running in and just
great
like,
to have you back.
Go.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man.
Foster's
going to
be here 5 minutes. You know. Yeah, it does. Joe, I appreciate you. Man, you guys are all so freaking awesome, you know, and you really make this worth doing it. And you know, Joe, I'm sure you're going to agree. This is just another one of those very exciting episodes that we have, and I've never felt better about being a part of this show. So, Kenny,
oh, yeah.
Brandon,
thank
Nikki,
you, Thatcher.
Olivia.
And it's a family affair.
All you guys.
It's a family affair.
Joe.
Yes.
It is. And it's not just a movie.
It's a movement.
It's a movement.
It's a movement.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you,
hey,
guys,
well, thank
so
you
much.
Having
hey, guys.
Myself, Brandon, Nikki, all of
yeah.
us on the show. We'll be back. We'll be working hard in the meantime. But we appreciate the support.
Yes, we
couldn't do what we do without you guys doing what you do. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Anything for you guys. This has been the Pitbull Advocate, guys. This is just Joe. Next week we're off the leash, my friend. 21st, 8 p.m. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. It's always great having these guys. I know they can't say anything right now, but stick around, dudes. We got this really cool closing track. So can't say enough about the direction that the advocacy is taking. We've seen breed-specific laws. The bans are falling around the states and the nations and these towns and municipalities, and people are saying it's giving a big fuck you to breed bans and hate. And better, guys. Never give in. Never give up.
Never give up.
Kids.
Good night.
Say good night, dog mother.
Good night, advocate.
Say good.